on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West.
For the Badgers, last Saturday was a day of frustration in Iowa City. The defense played exceptionally well, bottling up Iowa's offense all afternoon. After giving up a pick six in the second quarter, it appeared as though the Badgers would make it a down-to-the-wire game as Graham Mertz and company had a bounce back and an answer just before halftime.
Mertz takes the snap. Four-man Iowa rush. Graham throws. Left side deep. Keontez Lewis the catch. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Graham Mertz to Keontez Lewis. Game back on in Iowa City.
However, too many mistakes from the offense and special teams units proved costly. As a result, one section of the trophy case will remain empty for a year. There are two trophy games remaining, and today it's the Freedom Trophy on the line as the Badgers make their first trip to Lincoln since 2019. It's an opponent the Badgers have knocked off eight straight times. If they can make it nine, they'll be bowl eligible for the 21st consecutive season. From Memorial Stadium, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Coles pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield. This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang.
One more time. J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon.
T.J. Watt, and he is gone.
The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Ball.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to 10, 10 to 10,
10 to 5.
Touchdown,
touchdown,
touchdown, touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Welcome to the Badger pregame show.
And we welcome you to high above Tom Osborne Field at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska on a bright, sunshiny morning. No clouds in the sky, but very cold and windy. That will be part of the story today. Nebraska is not going to play in a bowl game for the sixth straight season. Wisconsin is playing to get into a bowl game for the 21st consecutive season. Now, here's a little number on the backup there. Only Georgia and Oklahoma have longer active streaks than Wisconsin, by the way. The longest streak of all time belongs to Nebraska with 35 straight from 1969 to 2003. But as I mentioned, this will mark six straight years that they haven't been to the bowl, to a bowl game. Wisconsin needs one more win. They'll need to regroup from a poor offensive and special teams day at Iowa, 24-10 loss to the Hawkeyes, but also working through a family tragedy this week with the loss of former teammate Devin Chandler, one of three University of Virginia students gunned down in a senseless tragedy last week. We welcome in the voice of the Badgers earlier in the show today, Matt LePay. Matt, the program is no stranger to this. You lost Gary Brown, the running backs coach. You've had the unfortunate situation the players have had to work through with the firing of a head coach, and now they lose a teammate. And people, Devin Chandler was part of this team a year ago. So, again, it's one of those senseless things that these young men are having to find their way through.
Yeah, Mike, I think it has served as a reminder of a lot of things, not the least of which is that when a player transfers, that doesn't mean that an entire roster forgets about him. A lot of these guys, Jim Leonard's talked about that multiple times here in the last few days, and it struck him how many of how many of Devin's teammates at Wisconsin corresponded regularly with him, and as recently as last week, and you really get the sense of how hard so many of these guys were hit, not just the wide receiver group, but many others. So it's and your words are spot on. Senseless tragedy. Unfortunately, this is happening a lot with with if it's, you know, college campuses or high schools or wherever. This is a hard one. I think it's a next to impossible one to process. You're angry. You're sad. You're trying to find out why, and all while trying to get ready for your next game. It's a lot to have to deal with.
Man, normally we spend time later in the pregame talking about the Big Ten, but let's do that now because the Big Ten in the West is extraordinary. Illinois, Minnesota, Iowa, Purdue, all 4-3. Two of those teams, Iowa and Minnesota, will play one another later today. I mean, the West is wild, wild.
Yeah, it is, and it's probably a punching bag to a lot of critics, too. But as we've said all along, somebody's got to win it, and that's what was disappointing last week for the Badgers because the door was starting to swing open after Illinois lost at home to Purdue. You know, regardless of how much of an underdog the West champ is going to be against the East Division champ, you have a chance to have something to celebrate. Missed opportunity for Wisconsin. Trying to handicap this the rest of the way. I mean, Iowa's gone from a program everybody's laughed at because it can't get out of its own way on offense. But we saw firsthand how good the defense is, and their special teams units are a problem. It could be a heck of a 13-9 game that they're going to play up in Minneapolis today.
Yeah, no kidding. And Greg Sankey, I believe the SEC is going to go to a single division format rolling forward as they add two more teams. I know that the Big Ten was moving out of divisions prior to adding USC and UCLA, which will come in 2024, but then they changed their mind. They're going to stay in divisional format next year. What was your make on the SEC going to the no division format?
I'm not a big fan of it, and here's why, Mike. And I get those who want a straight up and down, no divisions, where you get the two best teams playing. I understand that. But I also know that in college, speaking specifically of college football, you're never going to get parity. Ohio State, Michigan are going to have inherent advantages by being who they are, being who they've been for a century. Some way to try to get something that doesn't level the playing field but comes closer to it is that you're giving, and not just the Wisconsins, you know, Northwestern's won this division a couple of times, where if you went straight up and down, you know, you're probably the fifth or sixth place team. It gives the, right now it's a Big Two, Penn State's kind of next, and then everybody else is on another level. It gives everybody else at least a one shot opportunity in a Big Ten championship game, but I get the flip side. You want to get your best teams into the playoff. I'm still more of a division guy myself.
And the schedule makers are going to play a much bigger role because if you have 16 teams, which is what the Big Ten will be when you add USC and UCLA, and you're going to play nine games, they decide who you get to play makes a ton of difference.
Yeah, and as much as it has even now and for a long time, even going back to the 90s, it's not, you know, in the eight-game schedule and four non-conference, you could roll through and miss certain teams. Matter of fact, when Wisconsin, the whole Craig James calling the Badgers the worst team ever to represent the Rose Bowl, Wisconsin did not play Ohio State that year.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin went in. The tiebreaker, it came down to who was at the Rose Bowl more recently, and the answer was Ohio State. So Wisconsin won the tiebreaker and then ended up being, as Barry said, only the second worst team to play in the Rose Bowl, having beat UCLA. So it's always mattered, but you're right. It's going to matter even more. It's not so much who you play, but who you miss.
Sure.
That's going to really, you know, determine how much of an opportunity you have.
Matt, what about this one here today? Wins are going to be a big factor. I'm going to talk with Greg Sharp, the voice of the Huskers, coming up in the next segment. And I look at that, the wins to our left, the north end zone here, and those flags, those big flags are straight on out. It's going to be about 20-mile-an-hour winds at game time. Special teams and the throw game going to be impacted.
Yeah, just like last week or 2 weeks ago against Maryland. I mean, this is a big stadium. So, you know, looking, but even the goalpost streamers, they're kicking a little bit too. So, you know, with Wisconsin, Mike, and to an extent Nebraska, although with Casey Thompson back, there's an ability to push the ball down the field more, provided that his hand truly is healthy or at least close to 100%. But for the Badgers, it's no secret. When they can run the ball, Graham Mertz is very efficient in play action, 63% completions, hasn't thrown an interception off play action. Well, how do you execute play action? You got to be able to run it. So see if they can get Braylon Allen going. Isaac Arendo, the return of Ches Malusi, should help. But, you know, if you get into a throw game today, that's obviously going to be a problem.
Yeah, last thought here. Ches Malusi, you mentioned him in that running back rotation. He will go today. I imagine he's got a pitch count on him, but fun to see him back and working his way all the way back to get on the field.
Yeah, it is, because, I mean, I talked to him a few weeks ago before he was hurt, and he just, you know, he loves the game so much. And when his season ended at Rutgers last November, it's something that gutted him, as it would gut any player. And even though statistically, you know, maybe the numbers weren't trending for him the way they were a year ago, he's an important part of what they do, given their commitment to the running game that's been in existence at Wisconsin forever, it seems. You know, to provide a little relief to Braylon Allen, to provide a little relief at times for Isaac Arendo, and yet not just relief, but to be a threat.
Yeah.
And, you know, the good Ches Malusi is a threat. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He obviously can get you some good, tough yards. So that should be a real positive thing here for Wisconsin. As many injuries as they've had to deal with throughout the course of the season, to get someone back. We saw it with the defense with Hunter Wohler. You know, hopefully with Ches Malusi, he could come in, and they're going to use him smartly, as Jim Leonard said. But it can only help this offense and this running game in particular.
Matt, very good. We will visit with Mike Lucas a little bit later on, but when we come back, we'll talk with Greg Sharp, the voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Last spring, you chose hardworking seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back with you on the Coles pregame show from Memorial Stadium. About 26 degrees at game time, and winds might be the story about 20 miles an hour as we get started here today. The two programs both fired their head coaches in season, working with interim tags. Nebraska fired Scott Frost 3 games into the year. Wisconsin moved on from Paul Chryst after 5 games. Mickey Joseph is Nebraska's interim head coach. He's 2-5. Nebraska's lost 4 in a row. They've scored just 25 points in the last 3 games, losses to Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan. With a closer look at the Huskers, let's chat with the voice of Nebraska, Greg Sharp. And I bring up those three offensive performances, and that's really been the issue. Nebraska's, it seems from the outside looking in, Greg, that the effort is not the issue. They just haven't been able to produce.
It all turned when Casey Thompson got hurt late in the first half against Illinois. Nebraska actually led that game 9-6. Casey got hit, landed on his elbow, which caused a nerve problem where he couldn't get feeling back in his hand. He's going to play today, but yeah, he hadn't played since that moment, and Nebraska's only scored 1 touchdown without him, so they need him desperately to try to get some semblance of an offense going. And the good news for Husker fans anyway today is that Casey is expected to play.
This is it's a unique concept. I talked about it in my opening segment today, that Nebraska has the longest ever consecutive bowl streak in college football. It's a while ago. Now they've missed. This will be the 6th straight year. Wisconsin looking to extend their streak to 21, and a lot of people looking at the outside in are wondering why either program hasn't gone on and hired a new head coach. They're both being deliberate. I know it's a conversation here as it is in Madison.
Well, and I think the two programs will hit the fork in the road here soon, because unless I'm reading the tea leaves wrong, I think Wisconsin has their guy.
I do too.
Jim Leonard. I think Trev Alberts here at Nebraska is looking at a current sitting head coach, so you don't make that move until the season ends. So we're 8-9 days away from maybe that happening. Having said that, I will tell you, Mickey Joseph's done a really nice job here. Mickey was a quarterback for Tom Osborne in the late 80s, early 90s, has been an accomplished assistant coach, was on that LSU staff that won the national title a couple of years ago and put those guys like Chase and Jefferson into the NFL. He's a wide receivers coach for them, and he's done a really nice job settling things down. This thing could have got really off the rails. Nebraska has been, for the most part, very competitive in their game since Mickey took over, but I think Trev Alberts has made the determination, probably not going to go with Mickey. I'm going to go find somebody else to run the program.
Greg, you've been answering these questions all season long, but just for our Wisconsin listeners, did they do the right thing on Scott Frost in bringing him back for this year, and then, you know, they made a determination fairly quickly?
That's a great debate around here. And then, you know, there was also a trigger in his clause. If he'd gotten to October 1st, his buyout would have dropped by about $8 million.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, why not wait 2 more weeks and save the money? So, yeah, that's a great – I think, you know, Trev Alberts was trying to give Scott Frost every opportunity to make the turn. They changed and shook up the staff, including bringing in Mickey Joseph in the offseason to try to make things work. It just didn't happen. And it was really disappointing, Mike, because Scott Frost was supposed to work, right? I mean, this was a National Coach of the Year when Nebraska hired him out of UCF, and the native son coming home to try to rescue the program. And so there was a lot of sadness when it didn't work. But I think people were willing to give Scott one last crack at it, and it just didn't happen.
Greg, a couple more for you here about this game today. I think wind is going to impact. Temperature is temperature. I mean, we get uncomfortable, but players usually get by temperature. But the wind should impact the game, both in special teams and in the throw game.
No doubt. I'm looking at Old Glory. It's really standing at attention on the north end as we look out over the stadium here. The sun's out. There's hardly a cloud around.
I haven't seen one.
You know, the players are going to feel the heat of the sun. So that part you can deal with. The wind is going to be it. So it may be a two-quarter game. When you have the wind at your back, you better make hay. And when you go into the wind, you got to try to bleed some clock and get to the quarter where the wind is at your back. But it's probably going to impact Nebraska more than Wisconsin, because the Huskers like to throw the football with Casey Thompson.
Greg, last thought for you, and that is, I always like to get the view from the other side of what you have seen from Wisconsin. The Badgers have been inconsistent, certainly on offense. Ran into an Iowa defense a week ago that is spectacular. But what has the view been, Greg, as you've prepared and looked at this Wisconsin team?
Typical Badger team. Great defensively. They can get to the quarterback. The back end of the defense is pretty solid. And, you know, how can you not like Braylon Allen? One of the tremendous backs in the country, let alone the conference. And I told Matt LePay earlier today, up until last week, I thought Graham Mertz had made great strides.
Yes, I
thought he played way better. Now, Iowa's defense had something to do with maybe a performance that seemed off last week. But I think he's made pretty good strides. I love that touchdown-interception ratio. He's made that better this year. I see a real maturation of him at quarterback.
Yeah, and then last one, what are you looking for? What do you think is a key with this one kicking off at 11:07?
I think if special teams play play here or there can make a difference in this game, and that's the one thing. Nebraska's been better at that. They blocked three punts this year already. I know Wisconsin had one blocked last week in the game and had gave up the big punt return to Iowa. I think special teams could play a big factor in this one.
Greg, very good. It's always good to visit with you. Thanks for spending some time. Stay warm, and we will continue on. Each week we'll feature a conversation with Wisconsin's Director of Athletics. That's Chris McIntosh, and that happens next with Matt LePay. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Coles pregame show from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Mike Heller. Each week we'll hear from Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. It's our Minute with Mac, presented by Steinhoffels, home of the Badgers and Wisconsin's number one furniture and mattress retailer. Time to visit with the Director of Athletics at Wisconsin. And here's Matt LePay.
Today with Chris McIntosh, we spend a couple of minutes talking about the volleyball program. Tonight they're playing at Penn State, next weekend on the road at Nebraska and at Ohio State. The reigning national champs chasing another one. We get Mac's perspective on the sustained success of Kelly Sheffield's volleyball program.
When I look at his program, I see one that is hyper-concentrated on the process. What are we doing to get better? And his focus, their focus on the process, eliminates all complacency. And, you know, I tell this story often when I'm asked about Coach Sheffield. You know, with each season, regardless of the outcome, if his program were an engine, After the day after each season, he dismantles the entire engine, lays it out on the floor of his office, and figures out how to get a couple more horsepower out of it. And that's the approach that they've taken. And it's so impressive, his approach in the alignment of just something like communication through their program, personality style in terms of their staff, their players, their recruits. He's really got something special going, and is just such an impressive human being, much less coach.
And you mentioned it too. They've been able to bring in, you know, he's used the transfer portal, which, you know, you have to now. I mean, there's no question about it. But you also, no matter the sport, you want to bring the transfer in who fits. And mm-hmm. It seems like he has done that very, very well.
Yeah, I think it speaks to, you know, his process for evaluation of recruits or transfers, and you know, the chemistry that exists within that program is second to none. And I know enough about his approach to know, you know, the evaluation that they go through goes well beyond the film on the court. He's hypersensitive about the chemistry that exists within that program.
That's Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, and that's this week's Minutes with Mac.
All right, thank you, Matt. Hey, Badger fans, game day is meant for Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Easy, convenient, and so undeniably perfect during the game that one, two, or probably three should be in your freezer right now. Snag Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizzas from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store. So the Badgers and Huskers ready to kick off in about 90 minutes. What's at stake and what's next? Why Wisconsin has not moved forward with a coaching decision yet, and is anything off limits in recruiting the transfer portal? Plus, we'll talk food and fashion with Jeff Patricus. That's his real passion. Jeff Patricus is next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student-athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student-athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student-athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
Wisconsin Badger football. There was a lot to celebrate last season, like having the number one running back for 100-yard games and the number one defensive team in the Big Ten, or crushing it with 20 consecutive bowl games. And we've been there at every step or misstep. From wrecking your knee on a touchdown to falling down during the jump around, at UW Health, we're proud to be the number one orthopedic team and the number one hospital in Wisconsin, delivering the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you with Inflation Buster. That's more road trips, more front row seats. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you'll get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving.
For fees covered, rate, like date requirements, and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
For nearly 45 years, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hi, everyone. Listen to my show, The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on the Shaw 101. 1 hour every weekday where we'll talk all sorts of things like politics, especially with what's going on this election season, plus a lot of other things, too. Parenting, the arts, religion, music, beer. If it matters to Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, come see the train chimp, The Matt McNeil Show, with the aggressive progressive Matt McNeil, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on the Shaw 101. Back with you from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badgers will be back there 1 week from today to finish the regular season against Minnesota. Then we'll see if there's more to be had with a win today or next week. Wisconsin will be bowl eligible. Badgers' opponent today is Nebraska. It also appears Wisconsin has a lot of other opponents as it relates to the transfer portal. Last Saturday, both interim head coach Jim Leonard and running back Braylon Allen spent a fair amount of time in the postgame interviews addressing rumors and reports. We welcome in Jeff Patricus. It's not unusual in the current landscape of college athletics for coaches and players to be asked about the transfer portal in season, but with both of these programs, it's a little bit different story because neither one, Nebraska nor Wisconsin, the players don't know for certain who their head coach is going to be. And National Signing Day, the early period, it's about a month from now, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the as far as Braylon Allen is concerned, I mean, I was surprised that the name Michigan popped up on a Michigan fan board because the school we had heard early on was USC. And we were told that USC was very interested in Allen, but Allen had decided to play out the rest of the season and definitely see who was going to be the head coach. And he subsequently made it clear that as long as Jim Leonard's going to be the head coach, he'll be tailback at Wisconsin. Yeah, it's, you know, you heard rumblings during basketball season, you know, of especially when guys started, you know, putting their name in the portal. And, you know, you couple that with NIL, you heard a lot of rumblings of bidding wars. So that's the way of the world now. And in the NFL, when you have a free agent period, and if teams tamper beforehand, or in the NBA, there is a league to mete out punishment. You do not have that. There is a void at the college level. So, you know, some schools or coaches are their thinking is, why should I sit and wait? Let's go for it.
Jeff, you're around these players in the program, and you've had to tread on the conversation this week of tragedy again. This time with the loss of Devin Chandler, their former teammate, one of the three victims in the senseless shooting tragedy at University of Virginia. What was your sense of how these players have viewed that and handled the moments?
Well, I can only talk about, you know, a couple of players talked on Tuesday. They bumped everything back a day for interviews and canceled some workouts. And then what we talked to Jim on Thursday, and because a bunch of guys weren't available to speak on Tuesday, especially the wide receiver crew. I mean, that's where you would expect that the bonds would be the tightest. And Jim made it clear on Thursday when we talked to him that, you know, there were some guys you could see him bouncing back. So there were some guys who still were struggling. And, you know, we asked him, we said, you know, well, how are you going to gauge that on game day? You're going to look in guys' eyes in meetings. You're going to look in, you know, the meal. Are you going to look on the field? And he said, it's not a science. You know these guys, you can tell when they're right, you can tell when they're wrong. So he wasn't sure on Thursday if certain guys, if their roles would be reduced or they'd have to depend on other guys. If they just looked at guys and said, you know what, he's just not there today.
Badgers will have a DC on the back of their helmets, a decal to honor Devin Chandler today. You tweeted out a short while ago wondering about Bob Bostad and maybe a shuffling of the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, Trey Wettig had been playing well, both at right tackle and right guard. But, man, when you looked at saw it live and looked at the tape, for whatever reason, he really struggled at Iowa. He did not look like himself. It looked like he was moving in cement. So I just basically thought, I know Bostad likes that Michael Furtney is steady. He doesn't get flustered. And I'm sure Trey got a little flustered at Iowa, and I tried to talk to him this week, but he wasn't available. It would not surprise me to see Bostad go with a guy who's a more veteran guy who he thinks will at least be steady.
Jeff, from a performance standpoint, last Saturday at Iowa against that very stout Hawkeyes defense, Graham Mertz took a step back. I thought it might be his worst performance of the year. Overall, I think he's had a pretty darn good year, but what did you see and how important is what he does today to Wisconsin's ability to win?
Well, there are a couple things. First, the interception that was returned for a touchdown. You cannot do that. And to his credit, when we talked to him on Tuesday, he said, I think the quote was, horrible decision, horrible throw. I mean, he was looking left, looking left, looking left. He comes back right late. He's not on balance. He just kind of softballs it out into the flat. And if he would have just taken a second to look and seen that there was no way the pass was going to be completed, just throw it into the ground at the defensive back's feet. Where even if you get a penalty, if they call a penalty on you, it's not a pick six. And it reminded me of throws Illinois, Ohio State, Michigan State, where you say a veteran quarterback just cannot make those throws. And then there were too many instances of the ball's going one way, the receiver's looking the other way.
Yeah.
For late in the season, that shouldn't be a problem, and it was. So wind is not going to be his friend today, not going to be a friend for either quarterback. So Wisconsin really better be able to establish the run. And I'm curious, Bill Bush, who's the interim defensive coordinator for Nebraska, he might have 15 guys at the line of scrimmage.
The defense last week for Wisconsin against Iowa was spectacular. Now, Iowa's offense has not been very good. Nebraska's offense has not been very good when they haven't had their frontline quarterback. When they have, it's been all right.
Yeah, Casey Thompson is back. He practiced all week. Now, he injured his throwing hand. He got hit. I don't know if he got hit in the helmet or how it happened. But against Illinois, got knocked out of that game, missed the next two. His backups are just the drop from where he is to where they are is precipitous. Now, they, as Jim Leonard said, they really get aggressive. They will go down the field with him at quarterback. Now, with the wins, mm-hmm. I'll really be curious to see how that affects their throwing game. But he's also really dangerous with his feet, either getting out on the edge and extending plays to get receivers open, or if you don't keep him boxed in, taking it, tucking it, and running.
The opposite of Petrus a week ago is very much a standstill quarterback. Thompson will run it. Jeff, final couple thoughts. The key, what do you see as the key in this one today?
Wisconsin has got to be able to run the ball, because if you're a Wisconsin fan and they can't run the ball, I think your faith in number five, being able to put the team on his back and throw it to win, is probably not at a high level right now.
And then we look at this. Bowl eligibility hangs in the balance. Some will poo-poo that. It is more of a big deal than some might think it is. What's your view on getting bowl eligible?
Well, for the players, it's huge. Yeah. I mean, you know, nobody wants, as Nick Herbig said, he goes, I damn sure hell don't want to be the guy in the team that saw the streak end. And from a practical standpoint, you've got, I did the crunch of the numbers the other day. They're only like maybe a total of 10 seniors in the two deep, the projected two deep, not a lot of them starters. So you want those bowl practices to get guys, especially players, since you're going to have a new coach.
Yeah. Let me leave you with this. You mentioned Nick Herbig. How good has he been? And is it better than they might have even thought coming in?
Better than they thought? No. They expected him to take a jump because he was good as a freshman, better as a sophomore, and he's better as a junior. And the thing that impresses you about him is that you remember the coaches at the beginning of the year, they raved about the outside linebacker depth. Bobby April said, best talent we've had since I've been here. Well, Nick has been the only one in that group who's consistently got in the backfield and got after the quarterback. Other teams know that. Now, there have been some breakdowns where teams haven't blocked him, but his tenacity and the fact that he doesn't really have a guy on the other side that teams have to double team, that's been more impressive.
Spoiler alert, does Wisconsin win today?
I picked him to win 71-10, I think. I mean, it was 21-14. I don't know. I'm thinking 2012. Sorry. Flashback.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
Okay.
Jeff Petrinkis, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online. Still to come, our Badgers in the NFL segment. Plus, we'll talk with Mike Lucas and our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a network of more than 300 family-owned stores and are locally run by some of your own friends and neighbors. Every day, we work hard to provide you with all the automotive aftermarket parts and accessories you'll ever need. Name brands, too, like Champion, Seafoam, Wix, Lucas, Mobil, and more. The auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. That's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Got
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over! Let's have a party!
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker and West Grand. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, and more. Even your choice of dessert. Just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done. While supplies last, call ahead by November 21st to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixins from Quality Food Baker and West Grand at Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Welcome back to the Coles pregame show from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Mike Keller. Wisconsin and the Huskers kick off at 11:07 this morning. We'll check in our Badgers in the NFL. It's presented by UW Credit Union after trampling the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Taylor rushed 22 times, 147 yards, and had a 66-yard touchdown scamper in the Colts 25-10 or 25-20 win over the Raiders. The 2021 unanimous first-team AP All-Pro averaged a season-high 6.8 yards per carry, and his 66-yard run was the longest play for him in the 2022 season. Taylor also caught a couple of passes for 16 yards. He now is the fourth most 100-yard games in Colts history with 14. Indianapolis home with Philadelphia on Sunday. The Eagles and T.J. Edwards lost for the first time this season against Washington on Monday night. Edwards had 12 tackles, including four solos for the Eagles. How about Jack Sanborn, plays for the Bears, had 12 tackles, 9 solos, 2 sacks in the Bears' 31-30 loss to the Detroit Lions. The Chiefs' Leo Chanel had a couple of tackles and a sack in Kansas City's win over Jacksonville. Russell Wilson of the Broncos lost at Tennessee. Wilson threw for 286, a touchdown and a pick, while Melvin Gordon had 7 carries for 24 yards. T.J. Watt had 4 tackles. Derek Watt, 2 carries for 5 yards in the Steelers' 20-10 win over New Orleans. And J.J. Watt had 2 tackles, 5 quarterback hits, and a fumble recovery in the Cardinals' win over the Rams. Coming up next, we'll visit with Matt LePay. Actually, we're going to visit with Mike Lucas, and we'll check around the Big Ten Conference. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment,
and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The holiday shopping season is here, and we've got you covered with lots of gift ideas at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Everything from rechargeable flashlights and wash and wax kits to screwdriver sets, ice scrapers, work lights, jump starters, and more. All in stock and specially priced for the holidays. Someone on your list that's just too hard to gift? Well, a bumper-to-bumper gift card could make the most perfect gift at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally.
Save on your next appliance upgrade right now during the last 11% off in 2022. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We have the largest in-stock appliance selection to take home today at the lowest prices. Upgrade to new energy-efficient appliances. It's your last chance to get 11% off all of them. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered snow showers. High temperatures reach up to 20. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 4 above. Partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 28. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
We roll through to kickoff with the Badgers taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers here in Lincoln. Time for our check around the Big Ten, and we're going to visit with Mike Lucas. And Luca was talking to Matt about this earlier. You look at the Big Ten West, and it's extraordinary. Illinois, Minnesota, Iowa, Purdue, all 4-3. Wisconsin at 3-4. Today, Illinois will play at Michigan. That's going to be a tough one at 11 a.m. And Iowa and Minnesota, the winner stays in it. The loser likely on the outside.
Well, you get the feeling at times that nobody really wants to go to Indianapolis and play Michigan or Ohio State, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ultimate conclusion. No matter who comes out of the West, they're going to be a huge, a massive underdog against either the Wolverines or the Buckeyes. Now, it's been competitive from day one. No one was quite sure who to put the tag on. Like, this is your favorite in the West, because there wasn't a favorite in the West, and it's proven out.
Yeah, maybe Wisconsin was that team, and last week could have put him back in that position. Let's talk about coming to Lincoln. We haven't done it for a long time, as far as historically, just adding Nebraska to the Big Ten in the last decade and a half or so. But this is one of the great stadiums to come to, one of the great environments. They've got an incredibly long sellout history that will be in some peril today, but I would think they'll get there. Or at least they'll announce
they're
going to
tell us they got there, which is fine. That more power to them.
Yeah.
They've got great fans. This is a tremendous fan base. All that passion that they have for Husker football in the state of Nebraska is one of the selling points. Let's be honest. When you take a look at Nebraska today versus Nebraska 25 years ago, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
All right, in a lot of different facets. But the fans are the same. The fans are still passionate. They might even be better now because they've had to sit through and suffer through a lot of bad football, which they didn't have to do in the early 90s. So that is going to be when they're out there looking, and they're out there looking for that next head coach. You come in here, you know you have a great fan base. Now, some would also, you could look at the negative side. Well, Patrick is just leaving, and thinks I think negative when I see Patrick is any place in the building.
It's true.
But that's also a lot of pressure, right? There's pressure on you because they care. Everyone cares about Husker football. So you just can't go hide in a corner when you're not playing well.
Wisconsin coming off of that loss last week in Iowa, it was the quintessential non-complimentary football. The defense played incredibly well. Special teams and offense were both at issue last week, Mike. And it's really one of the first times maybe where we've seen special teams hurt this team in a while, but they were bad last week.
Hey, it was really bad last week, and it put such a damper on the overall effort of the defense. When you do what Wisconsin did to Iowa's offense, and granted, look, that's one of the worst offenses
right.
we've seen this year. And nonetheless, you expect to walk out of that stadium with a win, don't you? But special teams didn't cooperate. The offense just was totally inconsistent again, and that has been a storyline throughout the season. I mean, there are certain games you look back on. I talked with Matt about it last week. Washington State, no way you should have lost that game, right?
Yeah.
Find a way to rally in the fourth quarter at home. You got to find a way to rally. Michigan State, you can put them away in the first quarter. You get a 2-touchdown lead on the Spartans. I don't know if they're real interested in finishing it out.
Right.
But you just let them hang around. Let them hang around. Iowa's a little bit different story because they got a quality defense. It's, you know, a top five defense nationally. So if you're going to move the ball, you're going to move the chains and score, you got to earn it. They didn't earn anything offensively last week.
What's the key here today? And I think weather might be a factor both in special teams and in the throw game. I look at the flags on the north end of the stadium, rather, and they are whipping. That's going to have an impact.
I just want to see Graham Mertz get back into some sort of rhythm. He was bad against the Hawkeyes, and he gets better defenses. He struggled, and he just missed a lot of throws that even by his own admission, he should have made, didn't make them. Can they run the ball? Can Wisconsin run the ball? Well, most people have run the ball against Nebraska all season long. So you got to start there. The base, run the football, set up play action, and Graham's got to be more efficient. That's, you know, everyone can see that. I don't have to tell you that myself. Defensively, it's going to be interesting for Wisconsin because the quarterback play upgraded this week with Casey Thompson returning to practice. He's kind of special at times. He had a lot of success at Texas. He's had success here. He moves around in the pocket, can extend plays with his mobility. He'll throw it downfield, too. He'll go for some big plays. Totally different threat. If you put the film on from the last 2 weeks and looked at those two quarterbacks playing for Nebraska, you'd think, you can shut them out. And that's not the case with Thompson. He's going to score points.
Very good. Mike, they'll kick it off here today at 11:07. The Freedom Trophy on the line. Nebraska has not won it in the 6 years that the trophy has been at stake. Still to come, we'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
This football season, make the catch of a lifetime by choosing LRS to be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees and cutting-edge locations throughout Wisconsin. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Anthony Herron, Bobby Carpenter, Jake Butt, Matt McLaurin, and Ben Hartsock. Coaches shows, championship specials, and more. More. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Feed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app to start streaming.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Badger football all season long.
All the way!
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Once again, we continue on the Colts pregame show from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Mike Heller. We go down on the sideline. Patrick Herb gets that plum assignment today. It's about 25 degrees and strong winds. Patrick, let's start with the conditions. I'm watching special teams from up here in the broadcast booth and watching these kickers. And when they're kicking from our vantage point from right to left, the ball is coming straight down. You know, the wind is hitting it hard. But the other way, so wind is going to have an impact.
Yeah, it's crisp today. That's probably the best word to use to describe it. Similar to last week at Iowa, to be honest, temperature-wise. It's about 27 degrees right now. The temperature might climb up to into the low 30s during the game, but the wind chill is going to keep it in the low teens, and it's going to make it feel cold. Let's put it that way. And I was checking the Badgers' list of coldest games, and it probably won't crack the top 10. So no big deal, right? I mean, no big deal. But you're right, the wind is probably going to be a factor. If you look at the north end, those flags are whipping in a southeasterly direction. But here on the field, the wind swirls. It's almost like it comes in along the east side of the field and then pivots and does a U-turn and is blowing kind of straight into the Badger bench, which is on the west side. So I think that makes it a little bit unpredictable. I certainly think it's going to play a factor in today's game. But, you know, if you look at the guys who are out here warming up, some guys don't have shirts on. Some guys have ski masks on.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to predict what the weather looks like just from watching the guys warm up. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's my medicine for being on a flight to the Bahamas in two days.
Yeah, there you go.
Nobody will feel sorry for me.
I wasn't going to bring that up. let's talk about the offensive line for Wisconsin and an injury and maybe some shuffling.
Yeah, Trey Wettig did not make the trip. He suffered a left arm injury, and he will not be, obviously, in the Badger starting lineup. So that means Wisconsin's going to have the ninth different offensive line in 11 games. And, you know, that's been a big piece of why this offense has been inconsistent, is that they haven't been able to build that stability on the line. So today they're going to line up with Jack Nelson at left tackle and Bordolini at left guard. That's been the last few games. Same with Joe Tippmann at center. But then Michael Furtney will now slide in for Wettig at right guard, and Riley Malman will play right tackle. So this team's been used to adapting on the offensive line, and Bob Bosa's doing his best to keep them together as much as he can, but another unit again today.
Very good. Patrick, try and stay warm. It's going to be windy and chilly down on the field without question today. The season home finale for Nebraska. Wisconsin will come home and play Minnesota on Senior Day 1 week from today. Matt LePay and Mike Lucas are set to take over next. Kickoff at 11:07. It's the Badgers and the Cornhuskers from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And we continue with our Coles pregame show in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Rail Transport's a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of home daily driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with